Blog Talk Radio.
Cherry Moon as I do my morning preparations, and
The President's an amazing talent. I love that movie as much as I loved it in 86, now as I did back then. But I love all of his films. I've always said I would love to see a biopic regarding Prince. You know, Purple Rain was a semi-bio, but I would love to see a, like, as true as it can be biopic, and I'm sure I'm not alone, plus a concert film documentary like Madonna's Truth or Dare, like back in 1990. You know, I think that would be so awesome. And then so many Prince fans love to video him at his shows, and, you know, Prince says that's a no-no when you post those videos. But you know what? If Prince would ask fans to submit videos of the times when they're at his shows, you know, I think that would be so awesome to, like, compile different video footage and put it into a documentary or film form. What you guys think? I think that's a good idea, but, you know, who am I? Huh? Who am I? Oh, man. Of course, the topic today would be, anything you want to talk about regarding matters of the heart, but the front cover story, surviving breakup, surviving divorce, moving on, getting a life. You know, I know some move on and get a life and get back together with the person that they, the big breakup or divorce. But some of us don't. So, you know, your life does not end, and we have to realize that. And just like, you know, married couples and exclusively committed couples, when people break up or get divorced, then it's important to move on, get a life. Don't get, you know, the world doesn't end. You know, and I talk this from experience also, but I definitely would like to hear from you in the chat room or call in 714-409-0614. I'm looking at an interesting email. It's off the topic, but this is especially for history buffs and those that were really affected by the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, this is an email that I just received, and it's from the Dallas News, and because I was planning on sharing celebrity birthdays and all that, but this is like something that the Dallas News won't people help in regarding the assassination and the 50th anniversary of his assassination. He was assassinated on my mother's birthday. My mother's birthday on November 2nd, you know, this past year was on Thanksgiving. But let me read this. Oh, well, I think this is old. Well, it's not old. They're showing a picture from January. Okay, here we go. It's not. I'm like, wait a second, what I'm doing? Because this is a new email, but I'm looking at a picture published earlier this year in Dallas News regarding a pencil drawing of John F. Kennedy as it was sitting in the Dealey Plaza during the 48th anniversary of assassination back in 2011. So when I seen that January 2013, I'm like, wait a second. But that was printed for publishing reasons of when the photo was last published. But the article goes to read that the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 50 years ago had a profound and lingering impact on the city of Dallas. In our year-long series, we will explore the many ways in which the JFK drama has reverberated in Dallas, as well as how it has defined the city's identity. And Dallas News goes on to say that we invite you to join the conversation in a number of ways. Post your thoughts, opinions, and links to your photos and videos. So I'm sharing this article, and those of you can visit their website and look for the article. But I'm sharing the article also. But it's you can post your thoughts and opinions and links to your photos and videos. They have a emoji at the bottom of the screen if you're looking at the same article. You can email Dallas News at jfk50letters@dallasnews.com. You can call our Dallas News at JFK50 community phone line at 972-265-9692. And plus, you can join Dallas News discussion groups on Facebook or Google by searching for JFK headquarters. I know many of you would do that. And also, those of you that like, you know, the old-fashioned ways of doing things like I do, send copies of your letters, notes, mementos by mail addressed to the JFK Memories, care of Will Pry, W-I-L-L-P-R-Y, the Dallas Morning News, P.O. Box 655-237, Dallas, Texas, 75265-5237. And note, mailed items will not be returned. I'm going to give you that address again. And also the community phone line number is 972-265-9692. The email address is jfk50letters@dallasnews. And again, mailing address to send letters, notes, mementos. Address to JFK Memories, care of Will Pry. Will Pry, isn't that something? Will Pry. I'm not making fun of your name, just saying it's kind of Will Pry. Will Pry into your business. The Dallas Morning News, P.O. Box 655-237, Dallas, Texas, 75265-5237. And I'm going to share it also as soon as I can on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff, and you can also click on the module. Right now, I don't know what's going on. Trying to get it where I can share it with you. So it is Wednesday. Tomorrow is August the 1st, beginning of my birthday month. Shout out to birthday babies. Summer babies, fellow Leos, a shout out to you. It's a good thing. Had an amazing evening last evening. Attended my first Avon leadership meeting in Pearl, Mississippi, at the community center next to the library. Pretty, really nice facility. Pearl, Mississippi, Jackson is the capital, and the cities on the outskirts are it's just amazing how they have grown and are growing. But we had an amazing good time. My sales leader, Mrs. Mary Pope, and another sales leader, which works with her by the name of Mrs. Elizabeth Berry, and I had an opportunity to meet my district manager, my new district manager, the manager that Avon corporate office contacted for Miss Mary to contact me. After my match that when I'd made my transition from a Mark rep, a Mark girl, to an Avon rep, I had talked with her, and she might not, I don't know, but I'm so glad that Avon Corporate contacted my district sales manager, Charlotte Ho. Charlotte Ho is on a leave of absence, and I had opportunity of meeting her replacement, Ms. Christine, so I look forward to speaking with Ms. Christine in the next few days, but had a marvelous time attending the leadership meeting and meeting amazing women in leadership positions working with Avon, and men, too, that love Avon. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. Some of those, wow, I met a few that make $5,000 a month. I've been in the beauty business since I was a little girl. One of my first ventures into entrepreneurship as a preteen has been a beauty consultant for Avon. But since then, been working with Mark. Well, Mark is not a separate entity from Avon now. It's a part of Avon. Empowerment Foundation by Mark is an amazing charitable organization. Still in existence, because some of you might be concerned, because Empowerment have so many, and so many schools. You know, I did a show totally dedicated to Empowerment before, and you know, talking about how the organization is such an asset to our colleges and universities around the nation. So I just wanted to send a shout out to Avon and Mark communities, and the Mark guys and girls, and Avon ladies, and I'm sure the guys too. Because it's amazing, too, how a lot of husbands and men get involved with Avon, and Avon is for the entire family. I know my mother pretty much raised me on Avon. I was a baby, and she was slathering Avon on me, and she tells me that she's 81, and she's loved Avon since she was a little girl. So it's just amazing. Brands I love, Avon, JCPenney's, you know, I can go on and on. But I just wanted to shout, before I really get started, but I just wanted to shout out the Mark and Avon community and thank Mary Polk and Ms. Charlotte Ho in home office and all that good stuff. And my former Mark mentor, she's no longer single anymore. She got married this past Saturday in Louisiana, so congrats to the former Whitney Dennis. And she's not only transitioning as in Mark to Avon, but also relocating also for school and work. But I'm moving on to the screen. My studio had popped off the screen, so I am at living until I get it on. So I am going to talk about community events and information that I've been sent and informed regarding and just from networking know about. You all know I'm always plugging the James Franco movie as I lay dying. Hey, I'm in Mississippi. I love Mississippi, and I love it when films are made, independent films, major films or whatever. And I think it's just a blessing that James chose Mississippi because he didn't have to, right? Really. And so that was a blessing in itself. So James will be doing a book signing in New York City at Strand Bookstore on the 9th. That's my birthday weekend. You know what? That's the same weekend that Lovelace will be released also with a wow, an amazing cast. So that's my birthday weekend. So I don't know. That might be like one of the things that I do also check out, Lovelace. But As I Lay Dying will be a limited release on September the 27th. And if you haven't seen the trailer, must definitely check out the trailer because it's amazing. You know, they did the castings and all here in Jackson at New Stage Theater where I've studied acting. Big shout out to Francine, my acting coach here in Jackson, and they did casting there. They did casting in Canton, and Morgan Casting owner is a Canton native, and so it's just amazing when good things like that happen. And I don't know, that trailer is just amazing. And but I definitely need to reread the book. I read it, I seem like in my teens, but I need to go ahead and reread the book before I see the movie. So here I am, I'm headed to the studio because I'm quite sure there's fun in the chat room. Remember, you can call at 714-409-0614. And Cinnamon is doing good. Some of you all might have been wondering how her skin irritation is going. I shampooed her with that oatmeal baking soda shampoo that a Smedport employee recommended. And I still need to get the spray, but oh, man, her skin and her fur. I think her fur probably is going to look better than it did before because she had been shedding anyway. But I just, it killed me to see her going through that. None of us like skin irritations either, huh? But the fur has started growing back, and she and I both are very happy about that. And she's pretty much getting back to her normal self. Because how can you be your normal self when you're being agitated by skin irritation? You can't be, right? I know. But again, thank you for tuning in. Here's Elder Barnes Jr. Thank you.
fucking tonight. Cause you came to my house with no panties on. I see the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask, turn it over, girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. In a way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Backdrops, videos on a laptop, sex screen could be the best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga's so mad, my goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out, and I'm gonna pass out in it.
Junior, yes, he's an amazing talent. Okay, first I'm gonna go through something, as in like just the process of getting over a breakup. And I'm looking at WikiHow. I can talk from personal experience. And we all, if we go through different breakups, or one major one or one little one, you know, I guess we all have dealt differently. Are pretty much the same too. Basically the same. With certain breakups, I guess it depends on how the breakup occurs, and also the extent of maybe the of how strong the likeness or the love was in the relationship or marriage. But I'm looking at WikiHow to do anything, and it goes to say. I think I'm going to play one more song because we have a little technical difficulty in the background called My Pooches Are Barking. Well, one of them are. Is. Well, I think it has stopped right now because I'm like, okay, I need to tone them down so you guys can hear me. But it has stopped now. My apologies. So this is a serious topic, right? How to get over a breakup, 14 steps, WikiHow. And it goes. It was edited by Kimmy, James Quirk, Lisa Santana, Moose Daddy, and many others. Breakups can be so rough, and they can be amicable, no matter what no one really wants to go through them. The loss of your relationship can bring on intense heartache and stress. But if you're looking for some help getting through it and want some suggestions on how to make it a little easier. Think through, number one, think through everything thoroughly, but not obsessively. Go ahead and mull it over as many times as necessary within reason. Consider all the reasons you two broke up, even if it sometimes seems as if there wasn't a good reason. There certainly was one, and probably more than one. Yeah? Understand that you enjoyed being together for a while, but if the relationship was not what both of you and your partner wanted for life, it would have ended eventually, no matter what. In this case, better sooner than later. Thinking about the reasons why it ended can make it much clearer to you that it takes two people to start a relationship. But if one discordant person is enough to end it, it may also help you to avoid many missteps in the future if you can identify areas where you contribute to the demise of the relationship. My apologies, I had taken a pause. Number two, don't rethink your decision. If the breakup was your decision, Keep in mind that only thinking about all the good times you had with your partner may cause you to forget the reasons why you broke it off. By the same token, try not to second-guess the situation if the decision to end things was not yours. Yeah, and you know, if someone want to break up or want a divorce, I know some people say, well, I'm going to fight tooth and nail. But if you don't want me, I'm not running after you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to say, oh, no. If a person makes a decision to not want you anymore and be with you anymore, then that's how they are. But I know some people, and sometimes that hard work and effort to try to keep a man or woman or whomever in your life, it works. But a person, if it's obvious that a person is not in love with you anymore, does not even like you, why do you want to be in a relationship like that in the first place? You know, it hurt me terribly when my second husband, who's, you know, supposedly been so much in love with me, you know, just, you know, telling my sister and telling everybody, and my sister was witness at our wedding, I mean, it was mother, and I had everybody just aware that he was so in love. You know, either he fell out of love or he didn't love me in the first place and just putting on a good act. But, you know, I was just, you know, you don't, and then the relationship had turned volatile. So I wasn't going to try to keep somebody in something that did not want to be in it. And when you don't know when things get volatile, you don't know what will happen. Just be glad that you're away from it safe. And, you know, we're still estranged, and I can't wait, hallelujah, until I have a divorce decree in my hand, you know, because that's been preventing me from really moving on, getting a life if I want to. What if someone really, a hot guy really wanted to marry me? I'm legally married. I can't get married. Somebody that I like and love and could be in a healthy relationship with. So, you know, sometimes many of us that's going through breakups and divorces, if we have kids or it's taking a divorce process of more than a long time, we have to deal with issues like that also, you know. But back to this, don't rethink your decision. By the same token, try not to second-guess the situation. Decision to end things was not yours. Very common to romanticize the good parts of the relationship, convincing yourself that maybe the bad parts weren't so bad after all, and that maybe you could just live with them, or that maybe if your ex would know just how you feel, he, she wouldn't want to break up after all. Don't play this game with yourself. Accept the situation and work on moving forward. That's the name of today's topic. Moving on, getting a life. You know, when people, if you broke up with a person or they broke up with you, you know, they're like, get a life. Keep your space. Even if you and your ex have decided to stay friends, I'm friends with a lot of former, well, I hadn't had that many exes, but I'm friends with the people I dated or in former exes and stuff like that. I don't, out of respect for my first husband's wife, he and I just do not socialize. I thought we really were friends, but, you know, I told y'all a story before. A few years ago, I was trying to contact them because I had puppies that needed homes, and I thought maybe they would want to. I needed somewhere for the puppies to be, and then I thought it would be a win-win situation. But the missus contacted me and went plumb off on me. So we were on friendly terms, but we have no contact with one another. Even though we did have a son together that died soon after birth. So, you know, it all depends. But, you know, I'm friends with other with friends who were friends of mine before we started dating, and even friends with some exes' wives, too, you know. Nothing wrong with being courteous and respectful and having platonic friendships with exes if you can. But if you can't, baby, keep your distance, you know, avoid any form of conflict, you know. That's my advice. But to go on, it says keep your space. Even if you and your ex have decided to stay friends, break away completely from each other right after the breakup. This means not seeing each other, not being around his or her family members, no phone calls, no emails, no text messages, no Facebook, and no IMs. Not necessarily as a permanent measure, but until you feel that you converse with him or her on a purely platonic level without an ulterior motive. Isn't that something when exes want, like, a booty call or want that just one more time, let's get together? Isn't that wild right there? Don't want a relationship, but maybe want a booty call or that just one more time. And sometimes they think that if you do it one more time, you might get back together. And sometimes that works, huh? But then a lot of times you see the same stuff all over again. Without an ulterior motive, and yes, wanting to get back together counts as an ulterior motive, if he or she tries to convince you to see him or her, ask yourself honestly what the point would be. Exactly. You know, really determine and see, do you feel that way too? You know, that's me talking. If you're reliving the past by seeing him or her, it's not hard to get caught up in the moment. It'll be harder to let go again. You may have to have some contact in order to deal with the practical aspects of things, like moving out, signing papers, etc. But try to limit this to what's absolutely necessary, and then keep such calls, meetings short and civil. Exactly. Because some people have no choice. They work with their exes. You know, they do projects together. You know, some people have no choice, and so it's important to be civil. Four, cope with the pain appropriately. It's okay to feel like you have messed up. Accepting responsibility for your mistakes and shortcomings is healthy. On the other hand, you must also accept that you are a good person and that you did your best and you're not the only one who made mistakes. Of course, a stage of denial is completely natural, but acceptance is the key to being able to start moving on. You know what? I like these tips, this advice, and it's pretty much advice that we all know, but it's good to deal with and listen. And I know, you know, some of you either have friends that you need to share this advice with or need to be reminded of. Number five, deal with the hate phase. This is when you when you want to just scream because your rage feels boundless. The amount of anger you feel depends on how antagonistic the split was, the circumstances, and how long it took to make the final break. You may resent your ex for wasting your time. Exactly. You really do feel like your time has been wasted and your love has been undeserving. You know, that's me talking right there. You may realize the breakup was inevitable. Hindsight will reveal clues you failed to notice at the time. You may even feel a lot of anger towards yourself, but let go of that feeling fast. It's a waste of time and energy to rip yourself apart over something you no longer have the power to change. There's so many positive things you can do with your emotions and energy. Although it may feel good to replace your feelings of love towards your ex with hate, this can still lead to complications and mixed emotions of love and hate, which are never a good thing. Six, talk to your friends. You want people around you who love you. And who will help you feel good about yourself. Oh, yes, thumbs up to that one. Surrounding yourself with compassionate, supportive friends and family will help you see yourself as a worthwhile person. And you'll find it easier to get steady on your feet again and your loved ones around you in a comforting net. That's right. Seven, write all your feelings down. And that definitely works. If it's in poetry or just in a journal, just expressing your thoughts, it is therapeutic to do this. And it goes on to say that when you write all your feelings down, write in a journal or try writing poems, the most important thing is to be absolutely honest and don't edit yourself as you go. One of the best results of writing it all down, and when they say don't edit yourself, meaning let it flow, baby. Let it flow. Let your words and your feelings and your tears and your fears, it's me, flow. Just let it flow and write down everything. You know, the curse words and all, write it all down. One of the best results of writing it all down is that sometimes you will be amazed by a sudden insight that comes to you as you are pouring it all out onto paper. Patterns may become clearer, and as your grieving begins to lessen, you will find it so much easier to understand valuable life lessons from the whole experience. If you've been writing your way through it, no relationship has ever failed if you manage to learn something about yourself. And that is true. Every relationship has been definitely a learning experience for me. And in time not being, because I am a true romantic and I love love, I love to like, I love, love, love. But time alone and time not being in love true love, because I'm in love with all of you. I'm in love, you know, agape love, platonic love. But not being in a romantic love, it has caused me to really reflect and really look within. I've experienced a lot of self-discovery about myself. Things that I have not liked about myself have worked on, and things that I feel that maybe past partners and maybe wouldn't like, or potential partners wouldn't like, I do to work, you know, to work on. But then, you know, you never know, because some people like certain flaws or certain attitude that certain people have, you know. So you know, sometimes you might correct something you think is a flaw, but really the next person might like, you know, so you never know. But it's all about self-development of oneself and self-discovery and feeling good in one's own skin and feeling peaceful within with oneself. And this is me talking, because it's important when experiencing breakups and divorces. But it goes on to say that patterns may become clearer, and as your grieving begins to lessen, you would find it so much easier to understand valuable life lessons from the whole experience if you've been riding your way through it. No relationship is ever a failure if you manage to learn something about yourself. I just wanted to say that just because it didn't work out doesn't mean it was necessarily part of your journey to becoming who you're meant to be. Okay, and number 8, make a list of reminders. One of the best tricks to help you stick to your resolve is to make a list of all the reasons your ex was not the one for you. That is true. Earlier it goes back, you can get caught in memories in the past, but also don't just remember the good. Remember why things didn't work out, you know. But then also maybe you have a solution to those why things didn't work out. But if you don't, and you know that the same things will pop up and you experience the same situations, and then, you know, that's a good reminder to why not to deal with that situation anymore. So number 8 goes on to say, make a list of reminders. One of the best tricks to help you stick to your resolve is to make a list of all the reasons your ex was not the one for you. Be ruthless and clear. This is not the time to be forgiven. What you're doing is creating a picture for yourself that will call up an emotional response when you feel tempted to think that maybe if I just did this or that, and we all have felt like that, have we not? It will work out. Write down what happened and how it made you feel, being clear about the things you never want to feel again. When you find yourself missing your ex in a weak moment and think you might actually be getting too close to the phone, get out the list, read it over a couple times, and then talk to yourself. This is the truth of what it was like. Why would I want to go back and torture myself again? If you're caught in a low self-esteem trap, think of thinking you don't deserve better. Imagine this happening to a friend of yours, and think what you would say to your friend. Get as far away as you can. That relationship was no good for you. And then they showed a picture of a lady, and it's a sign on a door that says daily reminders. And below it, it says, get as far as you can. That relationship was no good for you. And number 9, out with the old, in with the new. A breakup can signify a new beginning. Therefore, clean it and organize, like I'm going through now. Your personal space will leave. You know, it's important for us to, you know, clean and organize. It's just, I'm a clutter queen, you know. I'm always clean and organized. But I like to clean and organize. And I'm really seriously, you know, interior designing is just screaming my name. You all know, for years I've been sketching and developing clothing lines, just lounging and other clothing lines. But, you know, I need to put them in action. But then, you know, my background is in fashion merchandise, you know, not only beauty, but fashion merchandising and retail management. And fashion merchandise is pretty much like interior designing for stores. And I've always loved decorating, interior designing, and it's just screaming me to get out there and start doing some interior designing, because I have been seeing some awesome items out there, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I need to be interior designing also. But back to this article. Out with the old, in with the new. A breakup can signify a new beginning. Therefore, cleaning and organizing your personal space will leave you feeling refreshed and prepared for the new things to come. A mess can be overwhelming and depression, and with this add to your stress levels. The added bonus is that keeping busy with tidying your space doesn't Your space doesn't require a lot of brain power, but does require just enough focus to keep you from recycling pain. That's a good point. Recycling pain, you know, who likes pain and discomfort? Occupying yourself with such tasks designed to make your life better and easier, that's what occupy your mind enough to help you through the residual pain. Oh, yes. Eliminate that residual pain. Clean your room, get some new posters, clean up the icons on your PC desktop. And insignificant as cleaning up sounds, it would make you feel better. And I know many of my in-person, off and online friends always express how good they feel when they finish a cleaning task. 10, remove memory triggers. Whoa. You know what those are. There are all kinds of things that remind you of your ex, a song, a smell, a sound, a place. Once the grieving period has had some time to process, don't dwell on painful feelings and memories. There are probably things that are pushing your buttons without your conscious recognition. And you know, then the opposite of these tips really keep us from moving on. So it's important to follow these tips so we can move on. There are probably things that are pushing your buttons without your conscious recognition. Try walking around each room in your house with box and removing things that make your heart ache or your tummy turn. And see, stress isn't good for us. Anxiety isn't good for us. Heartbreak is not good for us. My heart is constantly healing. It's in a healing process of being broken, not just romantically, but, you know, professionally and just in life events. But, you know, we have to do our best to not allow that to happen over and over again. It goes to say, to walk around each room in your house with box, removing things that make your heart ache or your stomach turn, really focus and look carefully. You may realize that the little blue bird-shaped box sitting on the mantel has become pretty invisible for the last couple of years. But when you take a conscious look at it, you notice that every time you turn towards that corner of the room and catches its eye, you feel a sharp pain, a sharp little pain in your solar plexus. It can work wonders to clear your space of all these triggers. If you have a keepsake, such as a watch or piece of jewelry that was given to you by your ex, it's a reminder of the good aspects of your relationship. There's nothing wrong with keeping such a thing, but for the time being, try putting it away for later when you're giving yourself some time and space. Plus, these reminders far away from you, such as in a box, in a place you'll never go, out of sight, out of mind. And then there's number 11, find happiness in other areas of your life. Whether that means spending time with your friends and family, signing up for that class you've always wanted to take, or reading every book on the New York Times bestseller, remind yourself that a relationship is one part of life. But even when you are in one, there are personal pleasures that you can always enjoy your own. Indulge in those things now. As they say, the best revenge is living well. Hey, hey, hey. You know what? Volunteering is good. Also, when you volunteer for a good cause, and then you're meeting people that care the same for the cause, I mean, that is just an amazing feeling. So volunteering for your favorite causes and organizations is a thumbs up. 12, stay active. Exercise improves your mood and alleviates depression, and the distraction will help keep your mind off your situation. Go running outside, visit or join the gym, or just go for a walk, maybe with a friend, and thinking of releasing the anger or sadness with every step. If you don't exercise regularly, here are some ways to motivate yourself to work out. Bullet point number one, do something small right now. Going all the way to the gym or getting decked out in your jogging gear or doing whatever it is you feel you should be doing, obviously, seems like too much work. So just do 10 push-ups or jumping jacks. That's fun. I love jumping jacks and push-ups. Easy. And usually just enough to get your heart rate going a little bit and make you feel like a little more exercise wouldn't be bad. Get halfway. If you want to go to the gym but just don't feel like it, at least just drive yourself to the gym. And tell yourself that if you still don't feel like working out, you'll go home. I'm sorry, though. Once you're there, you won't feel like driving home. But if you do, that's okay, too. But you probably won't. Then tell yourself you just walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. Even if your exercise routine involves much more, just telling yourself to do one more thing without having to commit to anything else will make things much easier, and before long, your endorphins will take over. 13, let go of the negative emotions. And there's a guy holding a shirt that says negative emotions on the front. Understand that there is no benefit in holding on to heartache, regret, and hatred toward another person. Realize, although it is over, your relationship with that person was unique and special in a lot of ways. You can congratulate yourself for being brave enough to take a risk and fall in love, and encourage your heart that even though love didn't work out this time, there will be a next time. And then it goes on to number 14, remind yourself of the negative things, not necessarily all negative, but the turnoffs of that person. For example, the less attractive you find them, the quicker you'll get over them. Your mentality has to strictly be all bad characteristics about this person without sounding hateful or hating on this person. Example, her hair always had a funny smell to it. She never brushed their teeth. She never bought anything for my birthday. And she had the ugliest smile I ever seen. He had the most annoying laugh, etc. And then, here's something tips more at the bottom of this article. That's the conclusion of the advice, but it goes on to say tips. Stop telling the story. How many times this week did you tell the story about how badly you were hurt and how horrible you were wrong? How many times a day do you think about this hurt? It is a stake driven into the ground that keeps you from moving away from this hurt. You know, if you keep telling that sad story, it's hard to move on. And there's some people you hear those sad stories over and over again. Write a letter to your ex, but do not send it. Sometimes it just helps to get all to vent, in other words, to get all of your feelings out. However, sending it is not a good idea. This letter is just for you. So write out everything you wish you could have said and be done with it. It doesn't do any good to rehash the breakup over and over again. Just pretend you're telling them how you feel for the last time. Tell them how they hurt you. It doesn't hurt to look back on the relationship and analyze how you changed for the better because of it. Tell them that, too. This can help you let go of them and realize that your relationship did have positive effect. Ultimately, they make you who you are today. If your ex has left you for another person, then ask yourself if he wants you back. Would you really want him or her? Would you ever trust him or her not to break your heart again? Would you be hurt, angry, distrustful when he is 10 minutes late calling you, wondering where he is, who he or she are with? Though you may believe that the answer to all your prayers would be a reconciliation with your ex, if it did happen, you might find that Mr. Spock from Star Trek was right when he said, you may find that heaven is not so pleasing a thing after all as wanting. It is not logical, but it's often true. Remember that your ex may be trying to get over you as well. Be sensitive to that and keep your distance if you've decided to stop seeing one another. Do just that, stop. Write a story. Think back when your relationship with this person began and document it from beginning to end. This may be very painful, but it will give you a broader perspective. When you get into the final chapter, finish off on a positive note and write the end. If you're writing in a notebook, close it forcefully. Take a deep breath and put it on a bookshelf. If you wrote on loose leaf papers, fold them. Put them in an envelope and seal it. You may choose to keep the story. You may choose to shred it or burn it. The very act of documenting your relationship and closing the book, not chapter, baby, but the book, however, will help you find closure emotionally. Have a symbolic ceremony. People still hold funerals for the deceased whose bodies were never found, and you can still have a formal way to say goodbye to relationships that were never resolved. That sounds interesting. I think I might have to have a couple symbolic ceremonies. Gather all of the things that remind you of this person and burn them or donate them to charity. Give a eulogy to the relationship and say it out loud. Keep your dignity. Many times it's our own ego that causes the pain. We feel rejected and deceived, embarrassed. We doubt our self-worth and adequacy. A breakup, especially one in which your partner has cheated on you, can really undermine your self-confidence and shake your self-esteem to the core. Help rebuild your inner stability by impressing yourself with accomplishment. Volunteer, take a class, do things to remind you of your value as a person. See, volunteer. Make a list of good things that emerge as a result of this relationship. Look, yeah, because sometimes we learn some good things about ourselves, right? Look at the problem from a completely new angle. Look at the positive side. See if you can identify 10 positive outcomes in this experience. And then there are the warnings. As the time passes, how much time depends on the length or intensity of your relationship and how dependent you let yourself become on your ex. You will start to feel better. This does not mean that you should jump into another relationship right away, especially a serious one. Take it easy. You have all the time in the world to feel better. And just because you meet a nice guy, girl, does not mean you should get involved. Your emotions may still be unstable, and the first person you meet may get a version of you that is not completely healed. It may even take years to heal from your past relationship. If you find yourself compulsively checking your ex's MySpace, Facebook, or other social networking profiles, keep yourself out and use a program or browser extension to block the URL to that profile. It also helps to take time off your friends list, even if things end on a clean slate. It can be too painful, uncomfortable to see what the other person's up to. And then watch for stalking or menacing behaviors. If you notice anything, report them to the police immediately. This person's probably just difficult and not dangerous, but don't take any chances. Exactly. If necessarily, get a restraining or protective order and call the police each and every time it's violated, and you will need the paper trail if the stalking escalates. I feel that. So, share it again. So that was good right there. Good information, good tips from Wiki. Wow. So I'm tweeting this out. How to get over breakup under the handle Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT. It's on Facebook. Also, I'm Googling it out. And I will, if I can, I'll post it on Tumblr. And thank you all that network with me and follow me throughout the different sort of social media outlets. And also follow me on Tumblr at Culture Shock, Inc. Beth, KULTURESHOKENT, Beth.tumblr.com. Instagram, I'm getting more and more into Instagram. Instagram is Instagram.com/KULTURESHOKENT, Beth, Culture Shock, Inc. So I've shared this on Google also. So, wow. That is something. So I head back to the studio. Now, back in last September, I'm looking at seven phrases that will help you get over a breakup. Then I'm looking at the best ways to cope with a breakup, men's health. I love men's health and ask men, just like I love Cosmopolitan and some of the others. This article goes to say, I'm going to share it on Twitter and Facebook. Because it has a lot of comments from readers of Men's Health also sharing their perspective of getting over breakups. Okay, it's taking forever. Ah, there. Right when I thought it was not going to post, it decided to post, and I had changed it. So heavy. The next live broadcast will be on Friday. Okay, it says that the best way is to cope for breakup. Okay, and I'm for some reason I'm on Facebook, and I'm looking at Mike Huckabee post. He has some interesting posts. I'm a big supporter of Mike Huckabee. I like watching the show off on Fox. Okay. Here's some advice. From HepGuide.org, a trusted nonprofit organization. Also, Divorce Magazine has a good website also and a Facebook page. Good articles regarding divorce and advice and information. Okay, HepGuide.org, expert ad-free resources help you resolve health challenges, talks about it. Coping with a breakup or divorce. Moving on after a relationship ends. And it goes on to say that it's never easy when a marriage or significant relationship ends. Whatever the reason for the split, and whether you wanted it or not, the breakup of a relationship can turn your whole world upside down and trigger all sorts of painful and unsettling feelings. But there are plenty of things you can do to get through the difficult time and move on. You can even learn from the experience and grow into a stronger, wiser person. Exactly. It helps us with our personal development. And professional development, too. Healing after divorce or breakup. Why do breakups hurt so much? Even when the relationship is no longer good, a divorce or breakup is painful because it represents the loss, not just of the relationship, also shared dreams and commitments. Romantic relationships begin on a high note of excitement and hope for the future. When these relationships fail, we experience profound disappointment, stress, and grief. A breakup or divorce launches us into uncharted territory. Everything is disrupted. Your routine and responsibilities, your home, your relationship with extended family and friends. And, yeah, they mentioned family and friends. What about when you have mutual friends and mutual family members that you both spend time with? I know. And even your identity breakup brings uncertainty about the future. What will life be like without your partner? Will you find someone else? Will you end up alone? These unknowns often seem worse than an unhappy relationship. Recovering from a breakup or divorce is difficult. However, it's important to know and to keep reminding yourself that you can and will move on. But healing takes time, so be patient with yourself. Coping with separation and divorce, it goes on to say, and the source is Mental Health America, but it's from this website, and it goes on to say that recognize that it's okay to have different feelings. You know, we can feel emotional and we can feel mixed emotions, right? And so it goes on to say that recognize it's okay to have different feelings. It's normal to feel sad, angry, exhausted, frustrated, and confused. All of these feelings can be intense. You also may feel anxious about the future. Accept that reactions like these will lessen over time. Even if the marriage is unhealthy, venturing into the unknown is frightening. Give yourself a break. Give yourself permission to feel and to function at a less than optimal level for a period of time. You may not be able to be quite as productive on the job or care for others exactly the way you're accustomed to for a little while. No one is Superman or Superwoman. Take time to heal, regroup, and re-energize. Don't go through this alone. Sharing your feelings with friends and family can help you get through this period. Consider joining a support group where you can talk to others in similar situations. Isolating yourself can raise your stress levels, reduce your concentration, and get in the way of your work, relationships, and overall health. Don't be afraid to get outside help if you need it. And then, allow yourself to grieve the loss of the relationship. Grieve is a natural reaction to loss, and the breakup or divorce of a love relationship involves multiple losses, loss of companionship and shared experiences, which may or may not have been consistently pleasurable, loss of support, be it financial, intellectual, social, or emotional, loss of hopes, plans, and dreams can be more painful than practical losses. Exactly. Because I know my man, it seemed like everything just started, just like going downhill, and my second marriage did not work out. It just seemed like things just snowballed in a not good way. And I allowed that, but that hope and that belief and that prayer stayed within me. And you know, and putting God first and having those that new and old friends to be so supportive and keep me in their prayers, some tough love, some just really being encouraging and letting me know that it's not the end of the world, that it's not too late to pursue my plans and my goals before I got into the second marriage and before it failed and all of that, because, you know, you can, even when some people lose jobs, you know, you can feel like it's all over, and especially when things snowball, you know, I'm talking about different events, not so good events start happening in my life, and, you know, wow. So let me keep on, and I start rambling about my me personally and continue about this. Allowing you to feel the pain of these losses may be scary. You may fear that your emotions will be too intense to bear, or that you'll be stuck in a dark place forever. Just remember that grieving is essential to the healing process. The pain of grief is precisely what helps you let go of the old relationship and move on. And no matter how strong your grief, it won't last forever. And that's what we have to remember. But when we're, it's easier said than done. Because when we're saying that, you know, that grief, oh my God, it can just prevent productivity in our work and our daily routines and everything, right? But you have to believe, this will not last forever. I will be moving on. And this is me talking. And it goes on to say the tips for grieving the breakup or divorce is, what is important is bullet point number one, don't fight your feelings. It's normal to have lots of ups and downs and feel many conflicting emotions. And that's why I'd be glad when I'm legally divorced. Even though I have no contact with my second husband because of the fact that I am legally married, I would be lying if I said I do not experience mixed emotions. Because I was talking to my friend Donna Jackson yesterday, who looks just like Whoopi. Matter of fact, I called her Karen, which is Whoopi's real name, you know, Karen Johnson. And we both were background actresses in Ghost of Mississippi, extras. And you know, some people used to think she was a Whoopi stand-in. But I was talking to her yesterday. I was like, I'm just like in bondage, you know. And I have no contact. We have no contact with one another. But just because I'm still legally married, when I am divorced, I will really be free. Really, I feel like putting like a slave symbol, slave word on my cheek, like Prince did when he was a symbol. I mean, for real. Let's say, don't fight your feelings. It's normal to have lots of ups and downs and feeling many conflicting emotions, including anger, resentment, sadness, relief, fear, and confusion. It's important to identify and acknowledge these feelings. While these emotions will often be painful, trying to suppress, ignore them will only prolong the grieving process. And then bullet point number two goes on to say, talk about how you're feeling. Even if it is difficult for you to talk about your feelings with other people. And, you know, some people don't understand. Some people don't want to understand. Some people don't want to. Some people do want to listen and there for you, but some people don't want to listen. Some people just don't care. That's me talking. But let me go on. Even if it is difficult, so be sure to know that you're talking to somebody that care. Even if it is difficult for you to talk about your feelings with other people, it is very important to find a way to do so when you are grieving. Knowing that others are aware of your feelings will make you feel less alone. Exactly. With your pain, And I know some of you are feeling this, and if you're not feeling it personally, because many of you are either happy single, because a lot of my friends on and offline are happily single, and if you're single, you ain't going through no the breakups. You might have been in some breakups, and that's why some people choose to be single or to, you know, to be bachelors and bachelorettes, because they don't feel like going through that process. And when they meet the one and know it's the one and know it's a done deal, then hey. But going through those breakups, that's a downer, you know. But it goes on to say that knowing that others are aware of your feelings will make you feel less alone with your pain and will help you heal. Journaling can also be a helpful outlet for your feelings. You know, and a lot of people, I know a lot of you hate it when people talk about their lives on Facebook and Twitter, but some people go through vents where they vent out how they're feeling about their relationships, about work, about life, and period. remember that moving on is the end goal. Expressing your feelings will liberate you in a way, but it's important not to dwell on the negative feelings or to overanalyze the situation. Getting stuck in a hurtful feelings like blame, anger, and resentment will rob you of valuable energy, sure will, and prevent you from healing and moving forward. Remind yourself that you still have a future. When you commit to another person, you create many hopes and dreams. It's hard to let these dreams go. You know, some people will say, well, we had so many plans. Oh, my God. You know, but really still remind yourself that you still have a future. Like many, especially David Harrison Levi, you know, it's like, it's not too late. You know, it's not, a.k.a. the star maker, Honorable Mayor of Beverly Hills, you know, he will always say, it's not too late, it's not too late, it's not too late. You know, it's not. When you commit to another person, you create many hopes and dreams. It's hard to let these dreams go. As you grieve the loss of the future you once envisioned, be encouraged by the fact that new hopes and dreams will eventually replace your old ones. Know the difference between a normal reaction to a breakup and depression. Grief can be paralyzed after a breakup, but after a while, the sadness begins to lift. Day by day and little by little, you start moving on. If you don't feel any forward momentum, you may be suffering from depression. And, yeah, so, you know, you have to get those dark clouds removed from over you and around you. And, which, in a lot of cases, is a sign of depression. So, you know, extreme sadness. Reach out to others for support through the grieving process. Support from others is critical to healing after a breakup. You might feel like being alone, but isolating yourself will make this time more difficult. Don't try to get through this on your own. Reach out to trusted friends and family members. People who have been through painful breakups or divorces can be especially helpful. They know what it's like, and they can assure you that there is hope for healing in new relationships. Bullet point number one, spend time with people who support, value, and energize you. As you consider who to reach out to, choose wisely. Surround yourself with people who are positive, and who truly listen to you. So I just said that. It's important that you feel free to be honest about what you're going through without worrying about being judged, criticized, or told what to do. Bullet point number two, get outside help if you need it. If reaching out to others doesn't come naturally, consider seeing a counselor or join a support group. The most important thing is that you have at least one place where you feel comfortable opening up. Exactly. Cultivate a new friendship. If you feel like you have lost your social network along with the divorce or breakup, make an effort to meet new people. Join a networking group or special interest group. Take class. Get involved in community activities or volunteer at a school, place of worship, or other community organizations. Most definitely. One thing that drives me about Mark and Avon is one reason why I was still with Mark is because I love Empowerment Foundation, which is an initiative to educate people regarding the perils of teen dating violence and partnership violence, domestic violence. And, you know, it's just some causes. It's just important. You know, it really helps. You're helping others and you help yourself. Okay, now this goes on to say, taking care of yourself after the, wait. I want to make sure I'm at the right spot. Reach out to others for support. Okay. Want to make sure I'm in the right place. Okay, taking care of yourself after a divorce or relationship. It goes on to say that divorce is a highly stressful, life-changing event, and when you're going through the emotional wringer and dealing with major life changes, it's more important than ever to take care of yourself. Yes, and definitely, yes. My birthday month is a Pamper Me event, you know, where I really take care of myself and pamper myself because I'm tired, I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm exhausted, I'm a lot of things balled up in one, but I definitely need pamper myself time of, you know, of not only recollecting but celebrating the month I was born in, my actual birthday, August 11, and also the future. But it goes on to say that the strain effect of a major breakup can leave you psychologically and physically vulnerable. Treat yourself like you're getting over the flu. Get plenty of rest. Minimize other sources of stress in your life and reduce your workload if possible. And some people just dig deeper into their workload. Learning to take care of yourself can be one of the most valuable lessons you learn following a divorce or breakup. As you feel the emotions of your loss and begin learning from your experience, you can resolve to take better care of yourself and make positive choices going forward. Self-care tips. Make time each day to nurture yourself. That's bullet point number one. Help yourself heal by scheduling daytime for activities you find common and soothing. Go for a walk in nature. Listen to music. Enjoy a hot bath. Get a massage. Read a favorite book. Take a yoga class or save you a warm cup of tea. Bullet point number two, pay attention to what you need in any given moment and speak up to express your needs. Honor what you believe to be right and best for you, even though it may be different from what your ex or others want. Say no without guilt or angst as a way of honoring what is right for you. Bullet point number three, stick to a routine. A divorce or relationship breakup can disrupt almost every area of your life. Tell me about it. Amplifying feelings of stress, uncertainty, and chaos. Getting back to a regular routine can provide a comforting sense of structure and normalcy. Then bullet point number four, take a timeout. Try not to make any major decisions in the first few months after separation or divorce, like starting a new job or moving to a new city. If you can, wait until you're feeling less emotional so that you can make better decisions. Avoid using alcohol, drugs, or food to cope. Yeah. I believe I became an emotional eater. When you're in the middle of, after hearing Janet Jackson talk about her battle with emotional eating, when you're in the middle of a breakup, you may be tempted to do anything to relieve your feelings of pain and loneliness. But using alcohol, drugs, or food is unhealthy. And it's such in the long run essential to find yourself ways of coping and painful feelings. Drinking in moderation, that's me. Explore new interests. A divorce or breakup is beginning as well as an end. Take the opportunity to explore new interests and activities. Pursuing fun new activities gives you a chance to enjoy life in the here and now rather than dwelling on the past. One door closes, a window opens. Make healthy choices. Eat well, sleep well, and exercise. You know, Monday, the last podcast, talked about the different popular diets, and I shared information from letsmove.gov, you know, health initiative, and that is important. When you're going through the stress of divorce or breakup, healthy habits easily fall by the wayside. You might find yourself not eating at all, overeating your favorite junk foods. Exercises might be harder to fit in because of the added pressures at home, and sleep might be elusive, but all the work you are doing to move forward in a positive way would be pointless if you don't make long-term healthy lifestyle choices. It's all in the lifestyle. Learn important lessons from a divorce or breakup. In times of emotional crisis, there's an opportunity to grow and learn. Just because you are feeling emptiness in your life right now doesn't mean that nothing is happening or that things will never change. Consider this period of time out, a time for sowing the seeds for new growth. You can emerge from this experience knowing yourself better, exactly, and feeling stronger. Amen. In order to fully accept a breakup and move on, You need to understand what happened and acknowledge the part you played. It's important to understand how the choices you made affected the relationship. Learning from your mistakes is the key to not repeating them. Some questions to ask yourself. Step back and look at the big picture. How did you contribute to the problems of the relationship? Do you tend to repeat the same mistakes or choose the wrong person relationship after relationship? Think about how you react, stress, and deal with conflict and insecurities. Could you act in a more constructive way? Consider whether or not you accept other people the way they are, not the way they could or should be. Examine your negative feelings as a starting point for change. Are you in control of your feelings, or are they in control of you? You'll need to be honest with yourself during this part of the healing process. Try not to dwell on who is to blame and beat yourself up over your mistakes. As you look back on the relationship, you have an opportunity to learn more about yourself, how you relate to others, and the problems you need to work on. If you're able to objectively examine your own choices and behaviors, including the reasons why you chose your former partner, you'll be able to see where you went wrong and make better choices next time. Our authors, Jean Segal, PhD, Gina Kemp, M.A., Melinda Smith, M.A., and this is last updated on June 13th, and I'm sharing this on Facebook and on Twitter. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of information on Twitter. So, let's see. Let me share this on Google+. Okay. Helpguide.org is where I received this information from. Nonprofit organization, Take Charge of Your Life, Helpguide experts, ad-free articles help empower you with knowledge, support, and hope. Okay. Interesting. Okay. I'm just making sure that that was it. So that concludes that. That's a lot of information. Both were very good to share. Good info. And you've seen many other good articles and topics discussed at helpguide.org, like abuse, addictions, ADD, ADHD, anxiety, bipolar disorder, depression, eating disorders, grief and loss, schizophrenia, stress, suicide prevention, and then in the healthy lifestyle area, diet and weight loss, emotional health, exercise and fitness, healthy eating, memory, relationships, sleep, work, and career. Wow. So, like I said, I head back to the studio. If someone's in the chat room or waiting for the show to begin, let's see. Okay, excuse me for the pause. Wishing everyone a blessed day, afternoon, my friends across the pond, nighttime, late night. Some listeners I know are listening to late night shows, so I thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because I'm sure that this is really cool. I have napped a little bit, but I am sleepy. But I'm going to fight to sleep. I'll probably not, because I have plenty to check off my checklist today, like many of you do. Very interesting. I'm digesting that information, because that was pretty good information. Okay, here's Austin Brown. Where were you? And thank you again.
Now my heart is getting critical. She makes me change my whole world so we can stay by each other. Now I'm calling you, but it's not enough. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I needed you most?
Little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Wow. Yes. Very special public service announcement. If you have PSAs that you would like me to broadcast, do not hesitate to email to me at kulturshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KulturShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Woo! I know that's a long email, is it not? But that's it. And also other information if you'd like to be a guest or want to send me info to mention, and just information you think that you would like to share with me that that's important, you know. But you can send your music and your media kits also to that same address, and right here in the profile, so my email address is there, and Twitter and the Facebook fan page and YouTube channel also. I think I'm going to create a new YouTube channel, also a Kulturshock Entertainment Reports YouTube channel. Also, but again, thank you for tuning in. It's always been fun and been a blast, and this has been one of those commentary style shows. So it's just been amazing to spend time with you, and I appreciate if you only had time a brief moment, or you spent the entire broadcast listening to Matters of the Heart, Kulturshock Entertainment Report. Next week, let's talk about something interesting. Fetishes. Do you have any? I think that would be an interesting topic. My friend Demetra, you guys know about her and have networked with her. I remember she and I have been friends ever since she was a guest on Brian Cuban's The Revolution Rant that broadcasts right here at blogtalkradio.com. So we've been online friends for a good four years. And she's just an amazing author of amazing erotica books. And so, you know, check her out on Twitter and also network with her on Facebook. And check out her books at Amazon, Confessions of a Call Girl, Secret Confessions of a Call Girl, and also many other books that she has available at Amazon. Demetra X. I want to say a name right. You know how you're friends with someone, you know that's a mistake. Ekmentress. I hope I said it correctly. Just like with Tama Guriello, I say his name correct. Some people say Time Mac instead of Mock, and it's Time Mock. You say his name right. Say people's names all correctly. Some people even say my name, Bethany, all crazy. You know, you know, it's a biblical name, the town of Bethany. But again, thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart. Wednesday, Kulturshock Entertainment Reports. It's been fun broadcasting and spending time with you. So we'll conclude with INXS, Never Tear Us Apart, and of course, the same way we began, Prince, 3E Girl, Third Eye Girl. Yes. And again, thank you so much.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't ask. I love you, she's all I was there. You were there.
And Ryan and official Ellen K was talking about it like a couple of weeks ago, and the rest of his crew, about what, you know, people laugh, and it's a serious, you know, serious situation. But, you know, I listen to it seriously, but then I'm like just amazed that at some of the events that happen when Orion's Roses occurs. But then I like it also when people that maybe like somebody and want to go on a date with somebody, I like it when he does that segment also. That's very interesting. But again, thank you all for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And the next live broadcast will be Friday Addiction, and we'll talk, and, you know, and call in. I love it when you call in. I love it when we have chat room parties also. It's super fun. Okay, and thank you, and God bless. Here's Prince, 3EG, Menstrual Cycle.